Chapter 19. And Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, went back to his house in Jerusalem in peace. And Jehu, the son of Hanani the seer, went to King Jehoshaphat and said to him, "Is it right for you to go to the help of evildoers, loving the haters of the Lord? Because of this, the wrath of the Lord has come on you. But still there is some good in you, for you have put away the wood pillars out of the land, and have given your heart to the worship of God." And Jehoshaphat was living in Jerusalem, and he went out again among the people, from Beersheba to the hill country of Ephraim, guiding them back to the Lord, the God of the fathers. And he put judges through all the land, in every walled town of Judah, and said to the judges, "Take care what you do, for you are judging not for man but for the Lord, and he is with you in the decisions you give. So now let the fear of the Lord be in you, do your work with care. For in the Lord our God there is no evil, or respect for high position, or taking of payment to do wrong." Then in Jerusalem he gave authority to certain of the Levites and the priests and the heads of families of Israel to give decisions for the Lord, and in the causes of those living in Jerusalem. And he gave them their orders, saying, "You are to do your work in the fear of the Lord, in good faith and with a true heart. And if any cause comes before you from your brothers living in their towns, whether death punishment is in question, or where there are questions of law or order, or rules or decisions, make them take care that they are not in the wrong before the Lord, so that wrath may not come on you and on your brothers. Do this and you yourselves will not be in the wrong. And now, Amariah, the chief priest, is over you in all questions to do with the Lord, and Zebadiah the son of Ishmael, the head of the family of Judah, in everything to do with the king's business, and the Levites will be overseers for you. Be strong to do the work, and may the Lord be with the upright."